Story number five. We're going to go to Forrest Jones. Forrest, this piece coming out of CNBC. I'm going to read you the headline for a couple graphs, and I want you to comment. Headline, the Fed hasn't touched interest rates since July, but they're still moving. What that looks like for credit cards, mortgages, and savings accounts. And here's three key points that CNBC has in its piece. Then I'll read you the story, and I want you to comment. Interest rates for credit cards are likely to continue elevated levels for the rest of 2024, even if the Federal Reserve cuts rates. Point number two, rates for savings accounts continue to be high, but likely won't stay there much longer. And point number three, rates for home mortgages could continue to moderate as the year progresses. And now, first couple graphs, Forrest, and I want you to comment. Inflation in the U.S. has hit a speed bump. While the rate of price increases has come down significantly from its peak in the summer of 2022, the most recent reading from the Consumer Price Index showed overall inflation stuck at just above 3%. Core inflation, which removes volatile food and energy prices from the index, was even higher at 3.8%. For perspective, the Fed's inflation target is only 2%. Those higher than expected readings dashed most hopes that the U.S. Federal Reserve would begin cutting interest rates this spring, as many central banker watchers hope they might after nearly 2 years of steady rate increases. Mr. Jones, just kind of lay it out for the general public, and I'm not an economist, but I've sort of paid attention to this a long time. Basically, when the Fed cuts interest rates, the economy goes up. And when the Fed increases interest rates, the economy slows down. It's like it's a yin and a yang. It's kind of like a teeter-totter. Now, a lot of people were talking going into 2024 that there was probably going to be 5 rate cuts, possibly 6 rate cuts going on in 2024 to try to bolster the economy. But what the economy has shown that is continuing to hum, the stock market's humming. And now there's talk of 6 projected rate increases. Now it's down to 3. And I heard an interview today from the former head of Morgan Stanley. He's anticipating there won't be any rate cuts this year. Forrest, can you kind of lay it out for the general public? What could we see in 2024?
Well, I think the Federal Reserve, what they're doing is engineering a soft landing here. So yes, that yin and the yang argument, it applies. But, you know, when it moves, the effects tend to take place months later in terms of savings and credit cards and things like that. Inflation is still high. 3.2% is above the general target at 2. Even the core inflation rate, which they want, is still fairly high. So they haven't touched rates in July. People are still saying 3 cuts in 2024. So they may hold off any longer. Eventually they will do it. GDP is up. It was okay. Fourth quarter in 2023 was 3.2. Because of still elevated consumer debt, because of lingering high interest rates, that's eventually going to take, it's going to drag on recovery. And the government is predicting Q4 2024 to grow at 1.1%. So we'll have 3.2% growth to 1.1. That's cooling economy. Considering we were looking for everyone was worried about a recession, it looks like they're successful in generating this soft landing. The thing is, inflation's, it's coming from a lot of things. Some people will scream about stimulus measures, pandemic era, since 2008, the Federal Reserve's balance sheet has grown. If you include quantitative easing, that's when the Fed goes in and actually buys debt, or what's known as Operation Twist, is when they swap out one length of maturity for another one. The whole combined effort is added $13.35 trillion on their balance sheet since 2024.
That's a T, trillion.
Not all of that is new money, but most of it is injected in, just injecting the economy. That's going to have an inflationary impact. You consider that, the war in Ukraine on gasoline, other factors, supply chain snags, and you realize it's a complicated story. To engineer monetary policy, we might cool to 1.1% growth. It's pretty good. And then get back to around 2% growth in 2025. So, I'm not an economist. No one knows what's going to happen, but, a talk of hyperinflation, talk of going into an abyss, has just not.
Why does anybody believe what the Fed says? I mean, they completely missed the inflation call. I mean, they completely flubbed it.
Transitory. It was transitory.
It was hardly transitory.
They just didn't say how long the transitory period was.
And then they raised rates at 100 miles an hour, you know, because they realized they'd made a terrible mistake. I mean, it almost seems like they're just sort of going from one stance to another, and nobody really knows what they're going to do. And it's an election year, so that makes it even more complicated. So the Morgan Stanley economist who said that he doesn't expect any rate cuts this year. I think he's right. I don't think there are going to be any rate cuts this year. Inflation is still high. I mean, we have look at the stock market. Look at all the cranes outside. I mean, all kinds of projects are getting financed. All kind of nonsense is getting financed. Crypto's back. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's just crazy. That's crazy.
But unemployment's still an issue. So they may, there's a dual mandate, unemployment price. In an election year. And that jawboning is a monetary tool in itself.
Yeah, but I mean, unemployment is still like super low. I mean, it's relatively low.
It's still low.
We haven't had the mass layoffs that, you know, generally accompany a downturn. I don't know.
Jean, I wanted to mention, you'd reference what I said about Morgan Stanley. It's actually James Gorman, the former president,
right,
who retired, and now he's serving on the chair, as a chairman for the board.